You're listening to KKFI, Kansas City, 90.1 FM.
Out in the garden, these hops over heaven, and we're only bluffing. We're not ones for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. Unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can have it all. We can't have it all.
Welcome to Suspended in Gaffa. Tonight is new releases, things that have come out in the last few weeks and I haven't really had a chance to play yet. So you're going to hear from people like Michelle Schacht and Joan Armatrading and Rebel Hills, Edie Brickell, Susie and the Banshees, Sam Phillips, Swimming with Sharks, Patty Austin, a lot more. Patty Smith, Anna Domino. Just stay tuned and you'll hear all the new stuff. It's really more of an informational service, I guess, because you may not have heard some of these people. Of course, if you've been listening to April Fletcher's Mix Well Before Serving, you probably have heard because she's played a lot of these people. I thought about doing a commentary after each album, about each album, because some I really, although I found songs on them I liked, I really wouldn't recommend, but I decided that's not really fair. However, some I certainly do and will highly recommend, and I'll let you know what those are. So, I'm going to start out with Michelle Schacht. She's got a new album out called Short, Sharp, Schacht, and this is a song called Anchorage. It's going to be the single, so hopefully it'll be a big hit, I don't know, for her. But maybe you will have heard it here first. So this is Michelle Schacht. She was the one, if you remember, that had the album out called The Texas Campfire Tapes down at Kerrville Folk Festival. A fellow taped some of her songs singing and took them back to England and made an album out of it, and then Polygram picked it up. So this is Michelle Schacht. Thank you.
job, so he moved. Kevin lost the tooth, now he started school. I got a brand new 8-month-old baby girl. I sound like a housewife. Hey, sir, I think I'm a housewife. Hey, girl, what's it like to be in New York? New York City, imagine that. Tell me, what's it like to be a skateboard punk rocker? Leroy says, send a picture. Leroy says, hello. Leroy says, I'll keep on rocking, girl. Yeah, keep on rocking. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage. Anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage.
This next group, that was Michelle Shocked, and the song was Anchorage, and it comes from her album Short Sharp Shocked. This next group is called Intuanua, and the song I'm going to play is The Innocent and the Honest Ones. The lyrics are very interesting. It's from their album The Long Acre. was Leslie Dowdall and the rest of the fellas from a group called Intuanua. I don't know very much. I don't know anything about this band. I believe they're from Ireland, but I'm not sure. I've never read an article about them, so I don't know. It's a pretty good album. I did mean to tell you that the Michelle Shocked is one of the ones that I highly, 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 highly recommend. And if I can, if I have enough time, I'll try to play something more from it. This next song is from Joan Armatrading's new album. The album is called The Shouting Stage, and the song I'm going to play is called Straight Talk. This is Joan Armatrading. That was Joan Armatrading from her album, The Shouting Stage, the song Straight Talk. It's an excellent album. I have to admit, I'm kind of disappointed that all the songs are just love songs or lack of love songs. And I've been hearing so many of those kinds of songs. Since I started the show, actually, because I've been listening to so much music in the past few months, those kind of lyrics just really get tiring. I really get sick of them after a while. But it's an excellent album, and the lyrics are good for that kind of type of lyrics. Anyway, this is Suspended in Gaffa, and you're listening to KKFI, Kansas City 90.1. Be right back.
Gear up, boys and squirrels. Set the summer sun on fire at Engine Summer.
Sunday, September 11th in Volker Park, Engine Summer.
A full and wonderful afternoon of fantastic free music from your favorite local bands. Drowning Incident, Mudhead, Sin City Disciples, Yard Apes, and Psycho Welders.
Engine Summer, 1 to 6 p.m. in Volker Park. Some of our sponsors include the Grand Emporium,
Penny Lane Records,
the KC Pitch,
City Spark,
Brandsmart,
Hair,
Dirt Cheap, Recycled Sounds,
and KKFI.
Engine Summer.
Sunday, September 11th.
Yeah, you be sure to come out there. I think Zuzu and I are going to be manning an information booth, and I'm sure some of the other alternative type people will be stopping by and saying hi and maybe sitting down with us for a little while. Speaking of the Psycho Welders, this is a song from their new tape. Actually, it's not out yet. They're going to have a tape release party, and I'll tell you more about it after the song plays. The song is called Arcosanti by the Sea, and this is the Psycho Welders.
Thank you.
That was Acasante by the Sea, and that was the Psycho Welders from their new tape. And on October 1st, at Upstairs at Harling's, they're going to have a tape release party. It should be a lot of fun, and you get in free if you buy a tape, which you should do because you need to support the Psycho Welders. They're great, and they want to have enough money to make an album, so that would be nice. They'll have champagne and hors d'oeuvres, and we'll have more information as the time gets closer. This is a group called the Catheads, and the album was produced by David Lowry, who is the lead singer of Campervan Beethoven. The song is Postcard, and it's from their album Submarine. The Catheads.
I don't care if it matters.
Ooh, that was the Catheads, and it's from their album Submarine. The song is Postcard, and that was, as I said, produced by David Lowery, who's the lead singer of Camper Van Beethoven, who, by the way, are going to be in Lawrence in October, and I'll have more information for you on that as it gets closer. I will not, however, have another co-ed show. I got into a lot of trouble. A lot of people got mad at me because I had a co-ed show just for Camper Van Beethoven, but oh well. Anyway, this is Suspended in Gaffa, and you're listening to KKFI Kansas City 90.1 FM. And we'll be back in just a little bit with Anna Domino, Susie and the Banshees, The Primitives, and more. Ooh, cool music. Coming up next, this is Anna Domino, and she has a new EP out. The EP is called The Tempting. The song on the A side is Tempting, but I'm going to play a song on the B side. This is called Always, and it's Anna Domino. Oh, like Anna Domino a lot. I can't wait for her new album to come out. That was the song Always, Always, and it's on the Tempting EP. And the CP has three songs on it: Tempting, Always, Always, and a song called Please Don't. And she does write her own songs, and she co-produced the EP, I believe. This next thing coming up is Susie and the Banshees. I knew I'd put something on there. I forgot what it was. Susie and the Banshees have a new EP out, and it's a Peekaboo EP, 12-inch, actually. And the song I'm going to play is False Face, and I decided not to play Peekaboo because it's been played on some of the other shows, and I know it's going to be played once the album is released. I believe it's going to be the single, so you get to hear it many, many times. But this is on the B-side, and it's called False Face. This is Susie and the Banshees.
Smiley, big guy, dejected grace, big guy.
Susie and the Banshees, I can't wait for that album. I don't know exactly when it's supposed to be released, but you will be the first to know, believe me. This next group is called Rebel Heels, and this album, Heels, H-E-E-L-S, the album was produced by Rupert Hine. The album is called One by One by One, and the song is A Perfect Day for Rain. This is Rebel Heels.
Thank you.
That was the band Rebel Hills, and the song was A Perfect Day for Rain. It comes from their new album, One by One by One. It's a fairly interesting album, and it was produced by Rupert Hine. Now I'm going to introduce a new feature on Suspended in Gaffa. I may or may not make it a permanent or semi-permanent feature on this show. I don't know. It depends on whether or not I get lynched. But, and I'm sure that the record companies will be more than happy to supply me with the necessary amount of material to keep up this new feature. This is the feature called New Release from Hell, and this is my first time doing it, and so here is the star feature attraction, and her name is Kylie, and she is a bimbo from England, I think. I don't know. I think that's where she's from. Anyway, she's a production. This is a Stock Aitken Waterman production, and it just kills me to have to play it, but hey, this is an informational show. So this is the new release from Hell, Kylie Minogue. I think that's how to pronounce her name. Okay, that's enough for that.